فاتحة لله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم، صدق العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. We are continuing آل عمران. Surah Al-Imran, and the verse I recited was verse number 159. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been talking so far in the verses about the Battle of Uhud, and Allah was talking about how the believers left Prophet and how Allah forgive them. And so there were the verses about their behavior, and Allah talked about different groups of believers and they had different categories of belief. Allah talked about all that, and now Allah is focusing towards Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because believers had sinned and they left Prophet, and they were feeling, one group was feeling guilty, other group was not even feeling guilty about it. So now Allah is focusing towards Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah is saying, "Fabi ma rahmati minallahi lintalahum walau kuntu fazzan ghalizal qalbi lan faddu min hawlika fa'fu anhum wastaghfir lahum wa shawirhum fil amr fa idha azamta fatawakkal ala Allah innallaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin." Now I read the translation inshallah. "This is due to the mercy from Allah that you have been lenient with them. And had you been rough, hard-hearted, they would have certainly dispersed around you. Therefore, pardon them and seek forgiveness for them and consult with them in the affair. So when you have decided, then trust in Allah. Verily, Allah loves those who trust." Subhanallah. Allah is saying that because of Allah's mercy, Prophet is kind to them. And Allah asked Prophet to pardon them and ask Allah's forgiveness for them and get some counseling in their affairs. So Allah is saying that I send my Prophet as to mercy to the worlds, and this part of Allah's mercy, that Prophet is merciful. And Allah asked Prophet to pardon them with their affairs and ask Allah's forgiveness for them and get counseling in the affairs, just to get them. And Allah said that if you were rough and hard-hearted, they would have certainly left you. So now, just to increase their morale, because in the Battle of Uhud, their morale was down, they were feeling guilty and ashamed of themselves. So Allah said, just to raise their morale, the Prophet should pardon them and take some counsel. So give them like to boost their talent, to develop them to as a teacher and as a leader, to develop them, to let them grow and so that they don't run away from the Prophet. Now Mizan has, there's a question that how much was the limitation of pardoning them? Was the pardoning was the all pardoning or some specific pardoning? So Mizan explained that The pardoning was specific to the public affairs. If the pardoning was a general pardoning for everything, then there was no reason to even have Sharia law. Allah said in Sharia law that we are afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are afraid of our sins and Allah's punishment. That's why the purpose of Sharia is to purify the society and purify ourselves. So this pardoning was related to the general public affairs. It was not the, this was a specific pardoning only. And Allah asked Prophet that if you decide to do any work, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah loves who trust. Allah loves those who trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Jibreel, what is Allah's trust? So Jibreel answered, it is so that you know people do not give you profit or nor loss. Neither they grant nor restrain. And that you be despair of all humankind. Then when a servant becomes like this, he will not act for anyone except Allah. He will not be hopeful or afraid of anyone but Allah. He will not become desirous in anyone save Allah. And that is the reality of trust. Tawakkal Allah. Allah asks us to trust Him. More we trust Him, more He helps us. And if we don't trust Him and we go to people, Allah leads us to people. This is a simple thing. And the trust comes, tawakkal comes with the faith. The faith comes through Quran. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give light of Quran so that we have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are verses in the Quran, more you read Quran, more you have faith. And more we have faith, more we trust Him. Allah says, إِنْ يَنْسُرُكُمْ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْذَ الَّذِي يَنْسُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِي وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ See Allah is saying about the trust. If Allah helps you, none can overcome you. But if He forsakes you, who is there then that can help you after that? And on Allah should the believer rely. We should have this ideology that we only believe Allah's help. And if Allah is helping us, nobody can overcome us. Nobody can overcome us. But if He leaves, there is nobody after that who can help us out. Neither in this world or in next world. We have seen in our lifetime how believers have struggle in the path of Allah to establish Islamic system and how Allah has helped them throughout. And they are surviving because of Allah's help. We are seeing all over the world right now that how believers are struggling in the way of Allah and how Allah is helping, giving victories all over the world. He's a side on Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلْ وَمَن يَغْلُلْ يَتِّ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُونَ And it is not for any prophet to defraud. And whoever defrauds shall bring along what he has defrauded on the day of resurrection. Then everyone will be repaid for whatever he has earned. And they will not be dealt with unjustly. This verse came in the light of Uhud also, according to Tafsir from Ayatullah Imani. That the believers who were posted on the back of the mountain just to guard the mountain pass, they left their position because when they saw that Muslims are looting the war booty and they thought that they'll be left alone, and they left their position and disobeyed Prophet, just imagining that they had the imagination in their mind that their war booty will not be spared and they will lose it. They thought that maybe they will not get the share. They didn't think that Prophet is responsible for the war booty and he will protect the war booty and they'll get it. But they didn't. Their faith was low. And Allah said, and it is not for any prophet to defraud. And whoever defrauds shall bring along what he has defrauded on the day of resurrection. It's so serious. Whosoever defraud, how serious the verse is, that anybody who defrauds on the day of resurrection, he has to bring what he defrauded in front of Allah and prophets and angels and all human beings, what he defrauded on. ثُمَّ تُوفَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Then everyone will be repaired whatever he has earned. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. And they will not be dealt with unjustly. We seek Allah's refuge from defrauding. May Allah forgive our sins. In the time of the Prophet, it happened that man who was in the charge of collecting alms came to Messenger of Allah and said, "This quantity of wealth I have collected in alms and belongs to you. And this separate quantity is the gift of people to myself." Then the Prophet went to the pulpit and asked the audience, "If this person remained at home, would anyone give him a gift? By Allah, he will be raised in the hereafter with these unlawful properties." Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. May Allah guide us to the right path and save us from defrauding. Afamani taba rizwanam. أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَى رِزْوَانَ مِنَ اللَّهِ كَمَنْ بَاءَ بِسَخَطٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah says further, is one who follows the pleasure of Allah like him who incurs wrath from Allah and whose abode will be hell, an evil destination it is. أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَى رِزْوَانَمْ. Ya Allah. Afamanittaba Rizwanallah Kamamba bi Sakhatim Minallah wa Ma'wahum Jahannam wa Biksal Masir. Allah said that, can they be equal? The one who is following Allah's pleasure can be equal to the one who incurs the wrath from Allah and whose abode is hellfire. And it's an evil destination. Allah gave two categories of people. One who is following Allah's pleasure. And one who is going to get the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Battle of Uhud, we see these two groups. One group is the one who is following a Prophet command and staying and fighting. Imam Ali alayhi salam was there. When believers left them, Imam Ali got 70 wounds just to protect Prophet ﷺ with Tawakkal Allah. He got 70 wounds. Prophet got injured. They were seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the ideals of seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was one group of munafiqeen who were sitting in Medina, those wealthy people which Allah did not forgive. I mean, reference to Ayatullah Imani's tafsir. Because of their pleasure, they said they had two excuses. One thing, that they can defend themselves better in the Medina. And second excuse was that there are too many numbers of enemies. We cannot fight with them. They wanted to protect themselves. So these are the two groups of people. When Imam Ali was fighting the battle, his sword broke down. He got 70 wounds. Prophet saw Jibreel sitting on a throne on the sky and saying, "La fada illa Ali, la saif illa Zulfiqar." There is no man like Imam Ali and there is no sword like Zulfiqar. This is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who seeks pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum darjatun indallahi wallahu basirun bima ya'lamun. They are ranks with Allah and Allah sees what they do. All human beings have ranks. All human beings have ranks. Everybody is in different rank. Allah sees everybody's action very minutely. Wallahu basirun bima ya'lamun. Allah sees what they do. Ya Allah, everybody's rank. Human beings should act according to the scale. Like our scale is Imam Ali. But what this tafsir says from Ayatullah Imani, that he himself become also a scale for himself. Because we are the witness of our own deeds, we are conscious. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياتي ويزكيهم ويعلم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Next was, indeed Allah conferred a favor upon the believers when He raised up among them a messenger of their own self to recite His verses unto them and purify them and teach them the book and the wisdom, although earlier they had surely been in manifest error. This is Allah's grand favor that He sent our Prophet to us. لَقَدْ مَنَ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. He has done the great favor to raise Prophet from the believers. يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. He recited the verses. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Purify them. يُعْلِمُ الْكِتَابَ حِكْمَةً. Teach them the book and wisdom. When كَانَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Before that they were in manifest errors. The manifest error was so great. When Ja'far al-Tayyar went to Abyssinia, he told the king, we were worshipping idols. At that time we consumed corpses, murda. We were of corruptive. We used to break off connection with our kindred, kinfolks. We had ill treatment with our neighbors. The strong member of us often devoured the rights of the weak. Those are how we were. Allah says, before that they were in manifest error. Make sure we are again not in manifest error in the West, Muslims. How many sins we do, what Ja'far al-Tayyar said at that time, that they were doing in manifest error in the time of Jahiliya. Some of us are still doing these sins. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Is Ba'ath fihim? Rasulam min anfusihim. That he raised among them, from the believers, the Prophet. Why Allah raised Prophet from among the believers? So that the Prophet understand their problems and the pains and hardships. And Prophet is easily approachable to them and available, because he gets along with them. There is a simple ideology of raising Prophet among themselves. Now few verses are coming about, again the Battle of Uhud. Awalamma asabatkum musibatum qad asabtum مثليها قلتم أن هذا قل هو من عند أنفسكم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. يا الله. Now Allah describing the battle of Uhud when believers complain about getting hardship. Now Allah, first I'll read the translation. Yet when a disaster befalls you while you have certainly afflicted with twice as much, you say, whence is this? Say, it is from your own selves. Surely Allah is all-powerful over all things. Let me explain this verse. When the hardship came to you, although you have given a double hardship to them, you said where it came from. Say that it came from yourself. And Allah is all-powerful over all things. The explanation is that when Muslims got 70 martyrs, they said that we got hardship. They started complaining. Allah said, you gave double hardship to them before. When was that? It was the battle of Badr, when they gave double hardship. How they gave double hardship? Because this time there were 70 martyrs. That time they killed 70 kuffar and 70 they imprisoned. That was a double hardship they gave to them. But they forgot that. They started complaining. So Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِي أَنفُسِكُمْ. Tell them it's from your own self. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah is all-powerful of all things. Now, the description is that how it's from them. Nizam gave two explanations. One is that because they disobeyed Prophet, they're winning the battle, they disobeyed Prophet, they left their positions, and they got defeated. That was because of themselves. That was the one explanation. But there is one more explanation to them, that is that when they won the war of Badr, they captured 70 non-believers. It was told to them that kill them. And they said, we don't want to kill them, we want to get ransom money. Then it was told to them that if you get ransom money, next time when a war happens, same number of people are going to die from your side. They said, okay, if they die, same number, we'll be martyrs. So we win two way. One way we get the ransom money, and second we get martyrs. That's what they are saying. So when they really got martyred, they start complaining. Then, so Allah says that it is from yourself. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah says Allah is all powerful over all things. Then Allah says, "Wama asabakum yomal taqal jam'ana fabi idnillah wali ja'alamal mu'mineen." And what befell you on the day when both troops met was by Allah's leave, and that He might distinguish the believers. Allahu Akbar. See, Allah tests through hardships. Allah tests through this hardship that wali ya'lamal mu'mineen. Wali ya'lamal mu'mineen. Allah wants to know who the believers are. In our life, we will be tested. Everybody is being tested. We seek Allah's refuge when testing comes and we lose it. We lose it. Because we can pinpoint other people, what about us? Now Allah says further about wali ya'lam alladhina nafaqu wa qila lahum ta'alu qatilu fi sabilillah aw idfa'u qalu law na'lam alqital lat'abnakum hum lil kufri yawma idin aqrabu minhum al iman yaquluna bi afwahim ma laysa fi qulubihim wallahu alimu bima yaktumun. Ya Allah, Allah says further, and that He might distinguish those who treated hypocritically. Hypocrites. Allah wants to know who are the hypocrites are. And it was said to them, come, fight in the way of Allah, or at least defend yourself. They said, if we knew fighting, we would certainly have followed you. That time they were much nearer to infidelity than to faith. They utter with their mouth what is not in their hearts. And Allah knows best what they conceal. Ya Allah, how deep Allah goes and talks about the behavior of hypocrites. That He wanted to know who the hypocrites are, and when it was told to them to come and fight, they say and defend themselves. He's answered very beautiful. Two things. Qatilu fi sabilillah awitfau. Allah said two things. Qatilu fi awitfau. That fight in the way of Allah, or at least defend yourself. Because Allah was challenging their sense of shame. That at least you should defend yourself. If you don't want to even fight about it, at least defend yourself. Any human being must defend the town. You even didn't defend your town. So Allah says that they said that if you knew the fighting, we would have followed you. They knew the fighting was going on. They were making lame excuses. They knew the fighting was going on in the battlefield. They still left and they stayed in Medina. So Allah said that day they were closer more to the infidelity than the faith. So now Mizan says that the infidelity and faith have degrees. That how much you are infidel and how much you have faith. May Allah increase our degree of faith by Quran. They utter with their mouth what is not in their heart, and Allah knows best what they conceal. Allahu Akbar. Alladhina qalu li ikhwanihim wa qawdu law ata'una ma qutilu qul fadra'u an anfusikumul mawta in kuntum sadiqin. Those who said about their brother, while themselves said, had they obeyed us, they would not have been killed. Say our death from yourself, then if you are truthful. Allahu Akbar. See, this verse came for the hypocrites who stayed in Medina. Alladina qaluli ikhwanihim, Allah qaluli ikhwanihim wa qaudu, that who told their brother while they said. So why Allah is saying them that they are brothers who said, one who fought? Mizan says that the one, those hypocrites who sat in their house and who got martyred, they had the brotherly relationship through their blood family. That's why Allah told them that they are the brothers. Alladhina qalu li ikhwanihim wa qawdu law ata'una ma qutilu. They said that if you would have followed us, obeyed us, you would not have been killed. See, that's how they were talking about. Allah said, "Qul fadra'u an anfusikum al-mauta in kuntum sadiqin." Allah says that our death from yourself if you are truthful. Allah says those words. That if you think that you have conquered the death, then our the death from your life if you are truthful. Now Allah says that what is the real life is. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَ الَّذِينَ قُتُلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْرَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Allah says what is the life is. They are talking about death. Allah talks about the life. Don't think of those who were killed in the way of Allah to be dead. Nay, they are alive, being provided sustenance for their Lord. Allah talks about the time of the barzakh, that they are talking about death and running from the death. Allah says, I'll show you what the life is. Life is in the barzakh time, that they are alive and they are getting sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah further explained their status, the state in barzakh when they are alive. Allah says, فَرِهِينَ بِمَا آتَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُنَ بِالَّذِي لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ اللَّهُ خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ يَسْتَبْشِرُنَ بِنِعْمَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now Allah talks about their state when they are in barzakh. Allah says they are happy what Allah has given them out of His grace, and rejoicing for those who have not joined them from behind them. Nor fear shall be upon them, nor shall they grieve. They rejoice because of favor from Allah and His grace, and that Allah does not waste the reward of the believers. Subhanallah. Now in this situation, Mizan explains that when these martyrs go there and they are alive in barzakh and they get all sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are happy in that state, but they are also happy one who has not joined them and they are behind, that they will, they on the judgment day, neither they will have a fear and the grief. Now the Mizan explained, what is the fear and grief about? And on a human life, the fear is the fear of not continuing to get blessing what we are getting. That's how we get fear in this world. That's why we hoard everything. That we don't want to spend money because we don't know tomorrow we'll get money or not. That's our fear. And the grief is what we lose, what we got. When these martyrs are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the believers who goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't have that fear because the sustenance and from Allah is non-stoppable. It's continuous. It's endless. And it never finishes. So there is no fear or grief. And Allah says that Allah does not waste the reward of the believers. Subhanallah. Allah doesn't waste the reward of the believers. That Mizan says that Allah respect believer. Allah says that they deserve that reward because of their hard work. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. I want to mention a little bit about Vama Asabakum Yomal Taqal Jam'ana Fabi Idnillah Wali Ya'lam Al Mu'mineen. This verse I want to go back, and what befell you on the day when both truths met was by Allah's leave, and that Allah might distinguish the believers. Allah sent musibat, hardship, so that He can distinguish the believers. The hardship came on Imam Hussain alayhi salam. You know, that hardship was such a hardship. And Allah tested believers at that time. When Bibi Zainab salaman alayha was going to Basra, and then she started explaining in her sermons how the people of Kufa left her, they were crying. They were crying because they knew that they missed the boat. They could not support Imam alayhi salam. They missed the boat. And they were regretting and crying. And Bibi said, why are you crying now? What have you done to Imam? They missed the boat. Allah tests. Same thing with the people of Medina. They didn't come with Imam alayhi salam. And afterward they raised. And they try to fulfill their pledge, but it was too late. Now we have to ask ourselves in our time that when our Imam comes, what they are going to do? Are you going to respond to his command? We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his zahur comes slowly, so that we prepare ourselves. And we have learned this lesson from Quran that we cannot miss when he calls us. And he is training us right now. Allah is training us right now by seeing Yemen, the battle of Yemen, the battle of Iraq, the battle of Syria. He's training us. This Zahur is coming out slowly so that we train ourselves. We don't put our heart in this material world, brothers and sisters. We put our heart in these battles right now. And we feel with them. We feel that we are with them. We don't engross ourselves in worldly desire right now. Because if we are with them, we are with their pain, and we desire that Imam comes and call, we don't sit behind. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.